have the balance between access and credibility in the markets, and we've had that in our exchanges in the past, and we want to make sure that we maintain that as we go forward. When it comes to credit, obviously we have a tremendous number of credit authorities and agencies that come under us. We want to make sure that we preserve that access to capital for not just the farmers, but for the rural communities as well. And so we're going to continue to work to make sure that we maintain that access to credit, which is just as important to farmers as it is to any small business owner out there. And one of the things that people need to keep in mind is that farmers are business owners. And so access to credit, access to markets, all of those things are issues for the farmer, and the farmers need that to be successful. And we as America need our farmers to be successful.
I'm going to, as I'm looking at this, I may have to get a little closer. Can I pull this
sure.
a little closer?
Yep, help okay? yourself.
We can get this out of
No, that's all right. Let's talk farm bill negotiations, and really we're starting
right.
that hearing process
right.
Across the entire board.
Right.
When you look at those hearings that you're having right now, even the entire committee, what are
sure.
we pulling from that?
Well, the primary fear that I have is that our commodity groups get pitted against each other as we go forward in the farm bill negotiations. And we've seen this in the past. That's the worst thing that can happen for us, is for Midwest crops to want something that's not palatable to the Southeastern crops, or vice versa. And so the worst thing that can happen for the ag industry as a whole is for our commodity groups to end up working against each other instead of together. As we go forward with the budget, hopefully we won't take all of the reductions that have been proposed by the president. We intend to work to preserve the programs that we have, but we're going to need the commodity groups to work with us in making sure that what we do, while it might not be what anybody wants, that it's fair for every commodity group out there. Because if they can pit us against each other, in the end, we'll all lose. So that's going to be one of the keys to the negotiations. Zippy Duvall from Georgia, head of Georgia Farm Bureau, I think he's got a good feel for that. We've got Sonny Perdue as the Secretary of Agriculture. I think he understands that and has a good feel for that, and I think that those two gentlemen will be a great advocate for us with Mike Conaway and the other members of the committee in making sure that we keep the commodity groups together.
You've got a bell of cotton
oh, yeah.
here behind
Absolutely.
You. So obviously cotton is a big part of Georgia ag
Absolutely.
As well, and that's a big question mark. Not
right.
just the next farm bill, but can you do something before then?
Right. So cotton has fallen. It's the end result of abuse from other countries in the cotton markets. It is, I think, a situation where it reiterates the need to have good, balanced, fair and equitable trade agreements. And when we have a country that abuses an individual commodity, other commodities, you've got to pay attention to that as well, because it was cotton this past year. It may be corn or soybeans or something else in the future years. And so we're going to have to make sure that we work with Sonny Perdue. We're going to have to make sure that we work with Secretary Ross and Department of Commerce, and that when a country does this to one of our commodities, that country understands their consequences for that. With regard to cotton, we've tried for a couple of things. We with the cotton seed, hopefully we can get something for cotton seed done in a piece of must-pass legislation. But when you see undue pressure put on one individual commodity like we've seen in cotton, then farmers stop planting that crop and start planting other ones, and then all of a sudden you see a surplus in those other commodities. And so it ends up cutting twice. So we saw a tremendous number of peanuts planted as a result of what happened in cotton prices. And we need a better balance in our crops. And so when, as I said again, cotton was a big part of the area where I serve, and with what was done to cotton, it forced other crops to be put in the ground, because you're not going to plant something if you can't make a profit at it. So what happens to that infrastructure long term? You know, the gins won't stay open if there's no cotton to gin. And hopefully we learned a lesson with that one.
Well, you mentioned the infrastructure, and I'll just kind of wrap it up with this one. Obviously, rural development, and that's been a target somewhat of the USDA proposed budget. I know it was a hearing recently. As you start balancing rural communities in your district with the technology of today,
absolutely,
how important is it to merge those?
Yeah, it's not your granddad's 4430 anymore, is it? And so we use technology in everything on the farm, from the irrigation pivots to the tractor, you know, the use, the bandwidth that we use today continues to increase. It's going to consume more and more bandwidth, agriculture is. And so I continue to make the point to people from the metropolitan areas that the broadband infrastructure is as important to those of us in the rural parts of the country as the bridges and the roads and the highways are in the metropolitan areas. And so my hope is that any infrastructure package that the president puts forward will include a rural broadband package for those of us from the rural parts of the country. So not only do I hope that we're able to address this and expand it through the Farm Bill, but if we do a large infrastructure package over the next year or two, my vote is contingent upon rural broadband.
Thanks.
Is that all right?
Yep, that's good.